So we're holding in Siman Ayin Ches. We did the Shulchan Aruch in Sefer Aleph. We didn't do the Mishaburah yet. No, I'm sorry. We're holding in Siman Ayin Zion. And we did Sefer Aleph. We did not do the Mishaburah yet. Siman Ayin Zion. Mishaburah is of Katan Aleph. So there's an Isser of reading when he's in the presence of Meraglayim until he adds water it's mutter. Kenegas at Mishnah Berurah Cotton Olive. Tzarich Lizeh Kol Dinei Archaka, but the Kamam Siman Ayin Tes of Aleph Liyin Soya, and the Isser comes with all the lachos of Archaka. And the Meloy Einov in front of him, four amas to the side, etc. Achiyatl, until you add in revius of water. Now, why is revius of water sufficient? That doesn't seem to really make a tremendous difference in the Meraglayim. And we're not giving any sheer how much Meraglayim is there. It means even if there's a significant amount of Meraglayim, revius of water works. So what would the logic be behind that? So Mishnah Berurah is like this. The fish in correct. So, like you pointed out before, by Meraglayim, different than tsoya. So, the tsoya, the actual tsoya itself, is also minatara to read in its presence. By Meraglayim, the isser minatara is to read in the presence when a person is actually physically relieving himself of Meraglayim. And the omud, the flow of the liquid is coming out of his body, that's an issur d'oraisa to read in the presence of that. Once it's on the ground already, it's no longer, it's not on the flow, it's already pooled on the ground, so that's an only d'rabbanan. Therefore, Chazal, who made the issur, also gave a kula that adding a revius of mayim removes the iser. Even if there's a significant amount of meraglayim, the fisa ainu moel the revius mayim eladavka kashen a masrichin. However, we mentioned yesterday in a case where the meraglayim is starting to produce a bad smell, it's starting to putrefy to the point that it's having a bad smell. So then there's an issur d'oraisa to read in the presence of Meraglayim, which starts to do that. So then revius of water would not be sufficient. I will im yadu shem asrichim does also midin tara likris connectum ein mal revius. It has to be enough water to remove this decomposition which is taking place, the rotting which is taking place. You need that amount of to remove that whole smell, etc. So if a person, okay. Revius Mayim. So you had Revius Mayim. Yeshem the Bidin Davka Bevasachas Dilav Hochi Kama Botel. Some argue there's a concept that even though theoretically you can add by cases of Bittel, if you add a very small amount at a time, so that amount that you added becomes
what amount?
If you add that amount, which is a small amount, it becomes bottle in the large liquid which is there. So, and then you add a little more, the same thing happens again. So you don't say, well, now there's a piece of water there, it's too late. And meanwhile, this water has become tuffle and bottle to the meraglayim, so it can't turn around afterwards and be mevatel it. So you have to add revius of water in one shot, in one flow. And this is true whether it's in the ground or in a kli. Agabikarka, b'yir sheyechol amayim al kol makar mister meraglayim mishpachim shom. Shehem tefech amanas atviach v'an riloch. So now he says, okay, if it's in a kli, it's very easy. So you pour the liquid into the kli. We have assumption in the halacha when it comes to liquids of yesh bila. We assume that they mix. So you have a revius of water added to the meraglim in the kli. We assume it's going to mix around, and you move out to the meraglim. However, when it's on the karka, if the meraglim has spread out over an area, adding water in one spot, we don't assume that water necessarily is going to spread to all the other areas where the meraglim are. So any area which has enough meraglim, that's called tefech amanas atviach, means the person would touch there, his hand would be moistened to the extent that he would then touch something else, that other thing would become wet also. It's called tefech amanas atviach. The liquid which is on the over here at the meraglim on the ground is enough that if he touches it, his hand will become wet enough, it'll make something else wet. So that has to become batel. So he pours water over there, it didn't go to this, what's over here. So you have to make sure the water spreads out over all of the meraglim which is there. Okay.
Pours water where it doesn't go in.
Right. Hamiyuchalahem, so if it's in this heter of bittel, a revius mayim, to the meraglim which are in a kli, only is talking about a kli which is not designated for the purpose of meraglim, which is referred to as an ovit. It's talking about kli which is not, but an ovit, which it would be a different thing. Hamiyuchel lehem shows a filu ain by meraglim klal also likris kenegdoi. Even if there's no meraglim in it at all, since it's generally used for meraglim, it's what it's designated for. So it itself becomes miyus. So even though there's no meraglim in it right now, it's still also to read in its presence. And when a moil the mesinas mayim lahachshara kliat latzmoi kamosh yisbar b'sevim pezayin, and adding putting water inside the kli doesn't make the kli now mutter. So over there, what you have to do is you have to cover it. Now there's no difference whether the meraglim is in the kli first and you add the water, or vice versa. Whether you put them in the kli tchila, and then you put the meraglim in the kli, and then you add the water, or vice versa. Mechani mahoyu maim kirevius tchila agabi karka. So he's discussing this in the case of the contents of the kli, whether the water was first or second is okay. What would apply would be relevant also on the ground. If there's water spread out on the ground, a revius of water, and he relieved himself from meraglim into that water. Because when it's a revius of water, I feel him atam achos meraglim is pashat yoser. Now in this scenario, different than the case which he had before, if when he's relieving himself into that pool of water which is revius, if afterwards it expands, but we still look at that because there's more liquid there now, that expansion is all a continuation of this mixture of the water and the meraglim. The case which was before, what you had, the meraglim spread out on the ground over different areas, and he adds water at one end, we don't assume the water is going to travel to the other end. We assume that water will mix well with the liquids, will mix well together when they're in the same place. If they're different, we don't assume that because there's liquid over there, the water will move over there and be mivatel. So then he said, there you have to make sure the water spreads out over all the area of the meraglim. Over here, they're just pouring into it. When it expands, it's expanding with the water and the meraglim together with bittul already. Okay. Sif base. Okay. Revius Sha'omru. The meraglim shall hamachas. This in revius works, talking about a person had relieved himself. The meraglim of one time, which means a person had put meraglim there one time, whether it's a lot or a little, Chazal said the shear is revius. But if there has been two, the person relieved himself of meraglim in that spot twice, or somebody else did it, so there's been two acts of placing meraglim in that place. You need shtei revius. We always correspond the amount of water, the amount of revius corresponding to the amount of times the meraglim has been placed in that spot. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Pamachas. Even though he believed in the system of the Mary Lamish came out, Dai Revius, Chazal said Revius is sufficient. Chenim Hishton Rak Maatz, Yisharim the Tzara Gam Ken Revius, and vice versa. If it's even only minimal amounts, you still need a Revius. But on that point, which was the Chamat Svik, Simikopes, Possek, the Merik Lam, Hain Pechusim, Merivius, Sagi Beroy Maim Levat Lamin Tzara Revius. If the amount of Merik Lam is so small, it's less than a Revius, she doesn't need a full Revius to be involved. It just needs more water than the Merik Lam, which is there. So if there's a half Revius of Merik Lam, he needs a little more than a half of a Revius to be involved, of water to be involved to the Merik Lam. The Revius is a kula that if you have, even though normally we should argue you should need at least a roi of water. No, the Revius of water is enough. But not that the opposite, that you need a Revius even in the case where you have roi. Shafi Merik Lyam, Shapamacha, Same Merubim, Merivius, Sagig, Merivius, Levada. Abulela Hakmer, the requirement of Merivius is not said the Chumra. Roy Mahim is enough. I feel Merik Lyam, Hey Mishte Pamim. There's two minimal acts of relieving oneself. They add up to less than Merivius, the two of them together. So even though twice, Sagig, Merivius, Mahim, Levada, as long as you have roi of water, you're okay. So this is the idea of the Chacham Tzvi, and the Achrayim have accepted his psak. Right, no question. That's the Kamamas and Mekpebeis, Mr. Burris of Cotton Dalit. Okay. So for each act of being Matam Eriglaim, in that spot, you need another Revius. So the Rambamish requires a new revius for each act of placing Merik Lyam there. But like the Rashba Shemekel Bazan, not like the Rashba says, no, you don't need that commissioning word by Beis Yosef. Because the Rashba revius works even for multiple hatolas. He's mouth to Merik Lyam there once, twice, and then he adds revius. It's good enough.
According to Rashba.
Right. So we don't pass like that. But Yibur Mitzad Lerma De'ein B'neim Mechlekes. The Magen Giborim says, you know what? Maybe we were misunderstanding the case over here. Ba'afa Rambam will come at the boy Shteravias, the Shepamim Rakim Shabo Zechazet. The case you need two Ravias is a case where there was a two step process. What does it mean? He was mashed in, there's Merik Lyam on the ground. He added Revius. Then he's mashed in there again. So we said before, that if you have the Revius on the ground and you're mashed into it, it's mutter. So we could mistakenly think, once you put Revius in there the first time, and Revius could work for any amount, so the fact that he's mashed in there a second time would not require a new Revius. So the Rambam, no, it does. Because the Revius, which you put there beforehand, had been, quote-unquote, used up to move out to the first Merik Lyam. So it can't turn around and then also move out to the second Merik Lyam. But if you have already the total amount there and you add a Revius, that's sufficient. He's suggesting the Rambam will agree to the Rash, but that's sufficient for Bittul. The second act of being matamayim is not going to be solved by putting the water there after the first time. He was mashed in one place multiple times, and now there's more than one time's worth of Merik Lyam there. And he wants to say Divrei Torah over there. So Daiva told Shavias Tavarai and Shem. So the Magen Geburim suggests that the Rambam would agree in that case that you need, all you need is one Revius. We are a girl masking Gamkin Alocha, the Daiva told Shavias Tavarai and Shem. Ayin Shom Ki Kisarti. Yeah. Ayin Shom Ki Kisarti. What's he saying? He's saying, very grow masking, Gam Kin Allah, the Diabetal should be a support. The Vad. Was that? I mean, even though there's multiple amounts of liquid, of acts of putting Maraglayim there, one Revius will work for all of them. Okay. Simonayin Ches. Mishan Yitarach Lahatamayim Beshas Kriya. A person needs to relieve himself as he's reading Shema for Maraglayim. Hoyakar Behiskil Maraglayim Beshasin Al Birkov. A person was reading, and he didn't have good bodily control, and the maraglaim started coming out, and it's flowing down his leg. So he has to stop, interrupt, while the liquid is coming out. Then he goes back to continue to read. I feel im naflo abagadim, even if some of it got into his clothing. See if it's absorbed in the clothing to the point that it's not wet enough to make the person's hand who touches that spot wet enough to make something else wet. If the very glamour is absorbed into the beged to a lesser degree, more is absorbed, so it's less moisture there available to make his hand wet, etc. At that point in time, as far as we're concerned, all of the maraglaim is now in the baggit. It's covered in the baggit. Because the definition of saying something is a liquid there means it's liquidy enough that's tvech amanas la tvech. So the case we're talking about where it was in the baggit, and it was not tvech amanas la tvech. No, I'm sorry. Even if it was tvech amanas la tvech, which is considered that it's not covered by the baggit, that it's because it's wet enough that it can do that, so the beggar is not covering it. It's the beggar is allowing it to be there to contaminate the malkim and make it also to read.
It is
tefeach
homenas.
It is tefeach. Then the law says, so he's saying, even so, it's still mutter to read. Why is that? Kimeshe mechusim bevigdor. Because the maisa, they're not visible. So, now, what does it mean? It's not visible. So Shabur explains that the case was that the outer garments that he was wearing did not have the maraglaim on it. So it's covered. Practically, it's not any worse than covering over a container of maraglaim with a towel. He's covering it over with his coat. Now, we have enough maraglaim ba'aretz. If in this scenario where it fled out, there was a flow out of his body, so he has to stop while it's flowing. And then once it's in the ground, if the case we gave before, it absorbs into the bag. Okay, so what do we do with that? Okay, now we do the case if the maraglaim pooled on the ground, it fell into the ground. So loch is marchem and arba amos, he has to move away 4 amos from the spot where that happened. Hagah. Okay, Shir, she's probably coming to Simon Pebe's, Mabdanachi, Ebola Bakarka. Another option is, that it probably means, I think he means the case where it's in front of him, it's Mloy Enov. Yeah. The other option is once it's absorbed in the ground, the same we're talking about being absorbed in a bag, and it comes insignificant, it's absorbed into the ground, it's like it's not there anymore. The definition of absorption into the ground would be that it's absorbed enough that if the person will put his hand there, his hand will not be moist enough to be moistened something else. It's not tvech, it's not tvech, it's the same shear. I feel a shock and I think it's cool. Now, so he interrupted in the middle because of this flow So now he has to go back to. So where does he go back to? Does he go back to where he was, and continues on, or does he go back to the beginning? So it's even. So when do you go back to the beginning? A person is shy, can leave Merkula. Because the time lapse from the start until it finished was longer than he normally takes for the whole Shemoneh Esrei. And it's our last Ella the Mokum Shapasik. He's saying over here it's this is the exception. He only has to go back, not to the beginning, but to where he interrupted. They disagree with the Shulchan Aruch and say, no, in this scenario, since he was Shekhar Limer's Kulay, the time lapse was the time it would take him from that this part onwards to finish Shalom Bechor's Kriya Shema. So therefore, he has to go back to the beginning. Mechay Nikr, Zatramah, that's the main Psaq. Kamashik Safdi, the Elbasim and Samachay, Masharan, the Fiakari. Now, this is calculated according to the each individual person, how long it takes him to read Kriya Shema. That's how long the Shekhar Limer's Kulay. So, like Reuven said last night, Dr. Cooper said last night that one of the advantages of having a longer Shemoneh Esrei.
Dr. Cooper, see what name is written?
No, I corrected myself. Okay. Hoya Kare, Mishim Rosh HaKotna Aleph. So the case over here was a case he was reading Kriya Shema, Udin L'Divrei Torah, Udin L'Tefila, Pesach HaChich L'Hormayim, Leish, probably should be of flowing.
Cooper's English name is Lawton.
This is relevant when he's for Divrei Torah or Tefillah or for Kriya Shema, when the flow is as long as the flow is going, he has to interrupt. For the Mitzvah, is that Lishos Harbe? Should be Lishos, right? Even if this is going to be a long pause, Shia Kadei Ligmar Kulay, it's such a long pause that he could have normally finished all the Shemoneh Esrei in that situation. Therefore, by making him wait, we're in essence requiring him to start over again. He has to wait. We don't argue that we don't want him to have to wait that long and never get involved in the requirement of saying the tefillahs again, but rather we say he should wait. Okay. So he has to wait until the mayim stops, and then he can. So hamayim. So over here, mayim referring to Merig Lime. But after lamata birkab lechus or lachus adayim meraglov is mutter. So he says, as long as the flow has stopped, even though there's Meriglaim touching on his leg, that's mutter. And he said, in a case where they're on his baget, so that's his, a case where they're, because they're covered with a baget. The outer garment has not become dirtied by the soil by the meriglaim, so it will act as a barrier or a cover over the meriglaim. If that also became as such, became dirtied, the beged as well. Person needs to go and remove his garment, which has this problem, or at least to cover it. Now, he can't just go over somewhere and take off. It's like taking off his jacket and relying on his coat. You're in the middle of the Shemoneh, you can't be just walking around like that.
The Mishnah Berurah before about the Matzah Berakol Vlato
Sadayim
and
So in that situation, we do not require him to do anything more than he'll just interrupt. And when he's finished interrupting, he continues. So since he doesn't really have an option, in Milosh Vanessa, he can't walk around. And the Isser, once the flow out of the body has ended, it's all in Durabanan. Chazal allowed him in these circumstances to continue the Shemoneh Esrei until he finishes it.
Under what circumstances?
If someone has garments. Okay. Dalit. And he said he has to be marked Arba Amis. Amr Locha, the Bir Locha grapples with which Bir Locha is this? Which I'm sure Bir Locha is referring to. And Zilin Tefillah Gam Ken Nochem Lahakul Laharkik Benofel Loyal Oritz Kamal Griishma. So in the Chachilas, you should be marked by Tefillah Yvonne Sidur Bonin as well. Okay.
What's Sidur Bonin? Davening or not davening near where you're in some of that?
Tefillah is, no, the Isser of davening when it's on the ground is the Rabbanon. And the Tefillah is the Rabbanon. It's in the middle. So he said that it would be proper to be marchik to in that situation, which means...
Say Kriya Shema there where you're on the ground is Duranis?
No. Fine. So he's saying you should be makamer to distance yourself. So you have to move four amos. Amos, where's it going on? So my dalan amos. Oh, kashir she's brother. Come on. How much she bought the karka? Kashir she's brother. Come on. It's kashor learner. So now, so the remor, it sounds like from where the reading is, you have three options. Dalet Amis, the Shir will say later on, or get absorbed. He says, really, there's only two options. Shir Dalet Amis, or it gets absorbed enough that it's reached the Shir that Allah has said that's no longer significant. Because my brother, the Afshir, I'm telling you, I'll be a Yitzhak Lisha, is Kedalig Merkula, Yitzhak Lasha the Rosh. If you're going to wait till it gets absorbed, it might wait long enough to the point you're going to need to start. When you do start davening, you have to go back to the beginning of the beginning. It's not a problem, so you'll do it again. I mean, davening like Bibirchus Kriya Shema. If there's not so much Shema, it's Bibirchus Kriya Shema. It's better you should move away than rather than wait to stay here and wait till it absorbs. Even if he did wait the full amount of time to complete all the Birchas Kriya Shema alone, he does not have to go back to the beginning. What you do need to do is go back to the beginning of that the bracha that you're in.
Of course,
mm-hmm. That
you have to do.
Mechaniker, Vov. So the Mermo Pasan, that's the main psak.
For any other reason, or you waited for any other reason.
That's, some say, if you're sure, Kadil Merkula, you're close to the Rosh, not like the Mechaber. Mechaniker, by Limsim and Samachay, Shabur Bir Loch, Bir Arnishram, Kloprati Dinze. So this is Mechloik is that over there. And he says, like he said before, in Sim Samachay. There he says that the main issue is if a person is an onus, which means that the more outside influences are preventing him from saying words of Kedusha, the more it's told he was manutik from Kedusha, as opposed to it was an eternal decision, he could change anyone, continue, so it's not considered an interruption. But if it's an interruption, which is due to an oinus, that's worse. It's more of an interruption in that situation. Tell Yikim, who honest behaves, I have to question the Rosh. If he's an honest, he has to go back to the beginning. Chanami, how honest this situation.
It happened, and he waited. He didn't keep walk, but he waited until they brought water to him. Vatalit.
Or he waited the time it takes for it to absorb. Meanwhile, there was enough time that he would have finished all of davening, all of shonester. Nearly the afshad ain't start last of the rush. Maybe it doesn't go back. They say in a case where a person was milah shmoneh esrei, he doesn't need to be marchik. So it comes out even if he paused, that was his own decision. His own decision, there's no dinner with Kedelik Merkuloi. The Sirlo, the Ain Sarah Laharchik Klal, Kimashi Warah Omen Betfila. You can't lo hoyo lo oz onus. So the onus, if you wait until it absorbs, so if that alone, the time it takes for the absorption is kedelik merkulo, obviously that's an onus. You can't daven until it absorbs. Person has a constant flow, so we'll talk about that later on. So let's.